You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Then you dance and away it goes, that melody called mystery. Now it's playing once more, you stop playing, hearing. Now it's disappearing, that tune called mystery, the greatest ever in history. But while you're dancing so blissfully, you hear it cry. You're dancing so blissfully, you hear a cry. Goodbye. Now it's playing once more. You stop playing, hear it, hearing. Now it's disappearing.
The penalty, circumstances may. burning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, and this is a very special edition of Radiola, which is sort of mysterious, so we're going to call it Who Done It, and we don't know what was done or who in fact perpetrated whatever was done. I'm perpetrating this right now, but there's a certain mysterious air to it. We're going to sift clues. We're going to look for the figure in the carpet, which is probably your host, but as we proceed, we will continue to unravel this, and the carpet itself could use some raveling as well. We begin with Isabella Patricola on a rumbly pathé, and I don't even think this one is in the Brian Rust Entertainment discography. Mystery, and there was a band version of this, Paul Deese, I believe, but there you go with a full vocal treatment of that, and it's a very, very interesting and complicated number. And Ray Nichols and his Four Towers Orchestra, Billy Hibbard singing Murder in the Moonlight, 1935 on Bluebird. And yes, it's there's bound to be a figure in the carpet or under the table. Our theme, Willard Robeson. I Pan a Troubadour is Wake Up, Chillin, Wake Up. Yes, wake up. Wake up and smell the mystery. I'm Andy Sr. This is Radiola, and I appreciate having you along for this mysterious show. If you want this playlist or any other playlist, it's no mystery. Just look it up on Radiola blog. Type Radiola into your search engine, assuming it's working. And the site should be working, so just do that, or try RadiolaRhythm.net or RadiolaRhythm.com. Either one will get you there. And that's spelled just how it sounds, if you spell rhythm the way I do, anyway. Monarch Orchestra. The Monarch Orchestra, which is Harry Reeser, Tom Stacks, of course, on the vocal. Yes, somebody is a missing person, so let's call Mr. Keen. I'm feeling like tracing somebody. 1926, Gone Again Gal.
Thank you. again, gal. Off again, gal. On again, gal. That's you. Yes, you. One day you're here, next day you're there, you disappear, I don't know where you keep on rambling to. Just about the time I think that you're mine, you wander away. Seems to me that there's a change in your heart every day. Just like the weather, hard to get, gal, harder to hold. One day you're sweet, next day you're cold, and then you're gone again, gal.
By bit I'm closer to love, to lips, to eyes are all I see. And when I reach my destination, open your heart, we will never part. Step by step to heaven above, to someone climbing the ladder of love.
The Frivolity Club Orchestra, actually Jack Denny, Song of Shanghai, 1926. Oh, I like that. Oh, yeah. That's a good tune. And that's a little hint of the exotic in there. And maybe it's going to be one of those mysteries. Who knows? We still don't know what kind it is. We don't know if there's any suspects yet or even if a crime has been committed. However, we see a ladder sitting over there. Climbing up the ladder of love, Billy Jones, of all people, on the vocal. Hollywood Dance Orchestra, Adrian Schubert on Domino, 1926, Climbing Up the Ladder of Love. So maybe that's why the gale is gone, huh? Monarch Orchestra, Harry Reeser, Tom Stax, Gone Again Gale, 1926. This is Radiola, and we have on our Deer Stalker cap, with antlers, by the way. We have that, and no meerschaum pipes in our building, though. This is a smoke-free environment. But I'm Andy Sr., and I'm your detective du jour, somewhat resembling Nero Wolfe, but a little more mobile, perhaps. I'm afraid he's the one I look like, too. That's not good. So we like the same thing to drink. Jack Kaufman, here's a mystery for you. Who threw the overalls in Mistress Murphy's Chowder, 1928? And that's really pretty... Yeah, well, once you find out, all it takes is one taste, and you know.
Mistress Murphy gave a party just about a week ago. Everything was plentiful, the Murphys, they're not slow. They treated us like gentlemen, we tried to act the same. Only for what happened, well, it was an awful shame. When Mrs. Murphy dished the chowder out, she fainted on the spot. She found a pair of overalls at the bottom of the pot. Tim Nolan, he got ripping mad, his eyes were bulging out. He jumped upon the piano, and loudly he did shout. Who threw the overalls in Mistress Murphy's chowder? Nobody spoke, so we shouted all the louder. It's an Irish trick, that's true. I can lick the meat, that's true. The overalls in Mistress Murphy's chowder. They dragged the pants from out the tube and laid them on the floor. Each man swore upon his life, he ne'er seen them before. They were plastered up with mortar and were worn out at the knees. They had their many ups and downs, as we could plainly see. And when Mrs. Murphy, she came to, she began to cry and pout. She had them in that wash that day and forgot to take them out. Tim Nolan, he excused himself for what he said that night. So we put music to the words and sang with all our might. Who threw the overhauls in Mistress Murphy's chowder? Nobody spoke, so we shouted all the louder. It's an Irish trick, that's true. I can lick the meat, that's true. The overhauls in Mistress Murphy's chowder. Who threw the overhauls in Mistress Murphy's chowder? Nobody spoke, so we shouted all the louder. It's an Irish trick, that's true. I can lick the mix that through the overhauls in Mistress Murphy's chowder. Hey, ho, come on, Pat. Hey, ho, hey.
It's me a clock. Gee, I've had a wonderful time. I'm going to go in and get my beauty sleep, or I'll have rings on my eyes.
Speaking of rings, I want to see a ring on your finger.
Then the wedding band's a ring. Say, we'd better ring off for tonight.
Well, just one more kiss before I go.
Will you be satisfied if I give you just one more?
Hey, I wouldn't be satisfied with a million more.
I'll give you one on account, but you'll have to wait for the other 999,999.
Someday I'm going to tell them.
Someday, Billy, but not now. Good night.
Good night.
Darn that cat. I hope he didn't wake Mother.
Bridget O'Flynn? Bridget O'Flynn? Bridget! Bridget O'Flynn?
Yes, Mama dear.
Well, how cute you were sneaking in.
I'm glad I'm here.
Yes. Look at the state of your Sunday clothes.
And look at my shoes and my new silk hose.
You've been doing the chores tonight, suppose.
What do you mean, chores?
Bridget O'Flynn?
Yeah?
Just say your prayers.
What for?
Well, you'll need them when your father comes downstairs.
Oh, gee.
Bridget O'Flynn?
What do you want?
Where have you been?
I was out.
This is a nice time for you to come in.
The boyfriend took me for a ride.
I suppose the car broke down.
Why, no, we just ran out of gas about 10 miles from town.
And you walked home.
Look at my shoes. Ain't it a sin?
It is. For your story, and your shoes are mighty thin.
Aw, what do you want a girl to do?
If you have any friends that own a canoe, don't you let me catch you near the water. Bridget O'Flynn?
Don't holler so. I hear you.
Wait till you get out again.
Oh, wait till I go.
Mm-hmm. Faith, and last night you went far enough. Keep still or your father'll do his stuff. You and your paint and your fancy powder puff.
You forgot my lipstick, Ma.
Bridget O'Flynn?
Yes?
You'll get it yet.
Why?
Just tell me now, who owns this cigarette?
Ask Dad, he knows.
Bridget O'Flynn?
Ow!
Where have you been?
Leave me alone.
This is a nice time for you to be coming in.
Well, I went to see the big parade.
The big parade, me eye. Sure no parade is going to take that long in passing by.
Ouch, I'll tell.
See that you do.
Well, give me a chance.
Well, go on.
There was nothing wrong, Ma. I just went to a dance.
I thought so. Keep away from the dancing hall. There's no one there worthwhile at all.
Well, I swear you met my father, mother, darling.
Now go to bed.
I know a lovesick couple, as lovesick as can be. She's his oogie wawa, and he's her da-da-dee. One bright night I saw them spooning in the park, for there was a moon above, and it wasn't quite so dark. He kissed her, she kissed him too, underneath the moon. He said, dear, I love but you, underneath the moon. Birds were chirping overhead, they seemed to say, please go to bed. But they just cuddled close instead, underneath the moon. He said, I will buy a car, underneath the moon, so we can go riding far, underneath the moon. I will buy a bungalow, and you'll bake cakes that I love so. She said, you'll need a lot of dough, underneath the moon. Let us marry, dear, he said, underneath the moon. In an aeroplane we'll wed, underneath the moon. Then her dad came walking by, and how that Romeo did fly, didn't even stop to say goodbye, underneath the moon. Talk about your lovers, this couple takes the prize. They can gaze for hours into each other's eyes. Lots of foolish nonsense, every night the same. If you watch them for a while, you can almost go insane. You belong to me, he cried, underneath the moon. And all she do was sigh and sigh underneath the moon. Like two doves, they fill and coo. For hours and hours, they'd sit there too, 'cause they had nothing else to do underneath the moon. He would would take her in his arms underneath the moon. He'd say, you've got wondrous charms underneath the moon. If you saw that loving pair just spooning for an hour, I'd swear you'd go right off your nut right there underneath the moon.
Irving Kaufman, 1926 on a Regal. Nice accompaniment there. Underneath the Moon, Irving, of course, being Jack's brother, both from Syracuse, New York. Just down the road a piece from Radiola Manor. Just, it's not as a big piece, but big enough, I wouldn't walk it, but you could drive it in about half an hour. Aileen Stanley, that's a mystery too. But it is Aileen. Billy Murray, Frank Bant on the piano, Bridget O'Flynn, 1926. And that dialogue is rather faint, so I apologize for that. But there's something going on there underneath the moon. And, yeah, they should get some rest there. Stop all that canoodling. Jack Kaufman, Who Threw the Overalls in Mistress Murphy's Chowder, 1928, on Cameo. And that's a real mystery. And find out who did that, you know, he can be charged by the FDA, or maybe he'll become go in the FDA, and you know, that's what they do too. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Senior, and I have opinions which I strongly try to keep to myself, although occasionally I do say things that are controversial, and I get slapped, and I should get slapped. I'll have somebody slap me later, but you don't have to, you know, don't put yourself out for that. Rudy Weedoff's Californians in 1920 on another Rumbly Pathé, and I've had a few of these this week, so I thought I would deploy them for you. But this is a song you'll recognize, of course. Probably a very early recording of this. Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me, introducing You Didn't Want Me When You Had Me. So this sounds like trouble a-brewing.
chorus blue. Can't see down the music playing soft and sweet. It's the kind that makes you want to shake your feet. I think I'm flipping. I know I'm flipping. Daddy, 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 dumb. Weary, dreary, dangerous blue. There, the kind you can refuse. I can't even think, so lay me out and think. Every time the saxophone it moans, I want to sing. Cause I've got the dangerous blues.
California Serenaders, which is an unidentified band. Nobody knows who these guys are. On Federal in 1922. The Sneak. So that's a mystery right there. Oh, boy. Who is that sneak over there? But yes, The Sneak. Benny Kruger. Benny Kruger's orchestra. Al Bernard singing Dangerous Blues, 1921. Ah, yes. Uh-huh. Brunswick, good one. On Pathé, a vertical cut, Rudy Weedoff's Californians Blues, My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me, introducing You Didn't Want Me When You Had Me. So there's a motive right there. This is Radiola, and our clues are, they're accumulating on the carpet, and we may have to get out the vacuum. So I'll let J. Edgar Hoover solve it then. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm just full of something today, and perhaps it's the air of mystery. Al Jolson, here's more questions emerge. When we find out what's going on here, we might want to bring him in for questioning. 1916, where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday and Saturday Night?
A thousand years or maybe more, out on an island on a lonely shore, Robinson Crusoe landed one fine day. No rent to pay, no wife to obey. His good man Friday was his only friend. He didn't borrow or lend. They built a little hut, lived there till Friday, but Saturday night it was shut. Where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night? Every Saturday night they would start in the room, and on Sunday morning they come staggering home. They went hunting for rabbits when the weather grew colder, but Crusoe came home with a hair on his shoulder. Now where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night? Robinson Crusoe was a good old scout. Robinson Crusoe knew his way about. He'd go out hunting chickens now and then, but he knew when he was chasing a hen. Once he told Friday, "You must stay at home. I've got to go out alone." Friday felt very blue. He said, "It's wrong of you. Couldn't you fix it for two?" Where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night? One fine Saturday night, they had nothing to do, so they started counting all the girlies they knew. Friday counted till 13, and Crusoe said, "Brother, you know, 13's unlucky. Let's go get another." So where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night? Where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night? Every Saturday night they would start in the room, and on Sunday morning they come staggering home. On this island live wild men in cannibals trimming, and you know where there are wild men, there must be wild women. So where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night?
Every night. One of them is Sarah. What a holy terror. She wouldn't give him up without a fight. When she saw him flirting with a girl who lived next door, she got so excited that she started in to roar. Who's Izzy? Izzy? Is he yours or is he mine? I'm getting dizzy watching Izzy all the time. He said that he'd be true to me. I should have got a guarantee. Who's Izzy? Izzy? Is he yours or is he mine? If you get him, then you'll give me the ha 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 ha. If I get him, then I'll give you the ho 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 ho. He who laughs, laughs, laughs the best. You laugh half, I'll laugh the rest. You may laugh up your sleeve, but I'll laugh up my best. Ha! Who's Izzy? Is he yours or is he mine? I'm getting dizzy watching Izzy all the time. He likes lemon with his tea. had lots of girlies on the side. Becky, Rose, and Nessie, Sadie, Belle, and Patsy, and each one thought she'd see his blushing bride. Every time they saw him, they would form a great big ring. They'd look at each other, and they'd all begin to sing.
Is asking this, how many times have you said, I love you? How many times have you said, I'd be true? How many wonderful sweeties have you told that to? And how many times has a certain feeling troubled you so that you hit the ceiling? How many hands have you held all alone? How many lips have you pressed to your own? I'd hate to think that you'd kissed too many, but I'd feel worse if you hadn't kissed any. Please tell me how many times. A certain thing has puzzled me greatly just lately, my dear. Why does a fellow always get stupid when Cupid is near? Although I was the smartest at college, that knowledge, I fear, could never bring a Romeo. The only thing he wants to know is how many times have you said, I love you? How many times have you said, I'd be true? How many wonderful sweeties have you told that to? And how many times has a certain feeling troubled you so that you hit the ceiling? How many hands have you held all alone? How many lips have you pressed to your own? I'd hate to think that you kissed too many, but I'd feel worse if you hadn't kissed any. Please tell me how many times. And how many hands have you held all alone? How many lips have you pressed to your own? I'd hate to think that you kissed too many, but I'd feel worse if you hadn't kissed any. Please tell me how many times.
Irving Kaufman again on an acoustic harmony. Sounds really good, though. How many times? Oh, yes. That's a good question. How many? Where and how many and whose? Isabella Patricola again on vocale in a much cleaner sounding recording from 1924. Whose is he? Is he? Yes, all these questions begin to emerge in who was... Where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday and Saturday Night? That's Al Jolson, one of his big hits, by the way, 1916 on Columbia. And so we are amassing all these particular clues, and yes, on Radiola. And I have to admit, I love reading mysteries. It's one of the things I do. I don't go in much for nonfiction, if there is such a thing. And That's true, I believe me. Yes, I'm Andy Senior. I don't believe anything. I'm sorry, I just don't. Fiction is a delight, as are crossword puzzles and other such joyous things to dabble in. But information is best left to your individual consciousness to ferret out, if it's a ferret. Here from the 1980-83, and this is radio, if I haven't said that a dozen times already. Here is, from 1983, is Vince Giordano's Nighthawks, an earlier incarnation, according to John Lyford, whom I believe is the vocalist on this track and many others on this. I don't think it's Vince. If it is, then it is. But this is from recorded back almost 30 years ago. And it's an occasion. Good band then, too. Better band now, though. But you've got to hear him now at the Sophia's on the Edison Hotel. Yeah, every Monday and Tuesday. Go down and hear them. Cheap cover, too. Oh, yes. Much cheaper than you would spend almost anywhere for that kind of entertainment. So it's worth heading down there. Of course, we never leave the house because we are like Nero Wolf. But aside from all that, the occasion is, it's Minnie the Moocher's wedding day, so what's going on there? Was it a shotgun wedding? We wonder.
In the air that makes them feel that way. Yeah, man, I heard somebody say it's Minnie the Moocher's wedding day. Old Smokey Joe's so happy he can hardly wait. He spent $1 million for a wedding cake. Yeah, man, they're gonna celebrate. It's Minnie the Moocher's wedding day. Better come on down to Chinatown. Let me take you down to see them kick the gong around. A million cokies singing hidey hidey hey. The king of Spain is gonna give the bride away. Yeah, man, I heard somebody say it's Minnie the Moocher's wedding day.